Black Friday is a USA event created by large corporate retailers as a shopping day that promoted super low prices in hopes of driving customers into the stores. Now, programs like Marketplace will remind us how much of the country's economy depends on just this single day. It's also a big day for independent record stores. Black Friday, as always, the day after Thanksgiving, this year, Friday, November 28th. That's when a whole lot of special, unique releases are on sale with the collector in mind. And there are a number of stores here in Cincinnati participating, including Shake It Records in Northside. And from that store, we have Jim Blaze here in the studio and Darren Blaze on the line from Boston. Guys, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having us, Frank.
So, over-the-top music fans already know the drill. They have it marked on the calendars. But for the civilians, what is Black Friday all about?
Well, our version of Black Friday, independent record stores version of Black Friday, came from kind of an off-spin of what we have in the spring called Record Store Day, where there are a bunch of limited edition releases that come out just on that day. You can't get them in big box stores. You can't get them on Amazon. So you have to go to smaller shops like ours. So the minds that came up with that decided that we would like to take back a bit of the Black Friday business, because traditionally that was kind of a slow day because everybody's at the mall. So Black Friday for us became this sort of mini record store day where interesting limited edition things come out to sort of kick off our holiday season. And it's been quite successful. I mean, you know, we've gone from what was a below average Friday for us to a super busy day.
So it's super busy because of all these different and unique releases coming out. We got a list of them here. It's interesting, too. Like, a lot of them that I looked at seem to be geared for older audiences, older listeners, older acts. Like, there's a Beatles single of Long Tall Sally coming out, a Miles Davis 10-inch LP collection. And here's one I thought was really strange, and it's kind of going all directions at once. It's the Awesome Mix Volume 1, Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's on a cassette.
Right. That's going to be actually a really big seller for us. And if you've seen that movie, that tape is a really almost like a character in the movie. And cassettes actually have life again as well. That's just kind of a great example of a limited edition, almost kind of novelty, but it's a great mix of 70s radio rock.
Here's what's kind of weird is that the business of music selling today is mostly online and downloading files. Yet we're talking about earlier ways of selling music physically, i.e. vinyl and this particular cassette. So why is that happening on Black Friday?
Well, vinyl in general has had a huge resurgence in the last 5 or more years. And it's shops like ours that have sort of championed vinyl and gotten behind it, and it's the only part of the music industry that is growing. Even downloads are down because of streaming. Certainly CDs are down. So vinyl is the one growth part of that industry, and we've championed that. And so this is just a day to reward, hopefully, those customers who are into vinyl and give them something special on that day. Or, you know, it'll last through Christmas, hopefully. But we're just giving them something special on that day.
Now, I've mentioned a lot of the vintage acts, older acts. Are there things for younger music fans?
There are. Well, I would say that Guardians of the Galaxy is definitely for younger fans. There's a Frozen picture disc, 7-inch.
That's from the Disney
From
movie.
The Disney movie. There's a South Park picture disc this year. But also, just like for indie rockers, you know, there's the First Aid Kit has a release, and Churches, some of these like newer independent bands, they have releases as well. For Cincinnati fans, the Afghan Whigs release is going to be big. They're not a new band anymore. If you came up in the 90s and you're from Cincinnati, you love the Whigs. So there's a great release that comes out that day as well.
We've been talking with Jim and Darren. Let's get you in here because there's one particular vinyl release of Antiquity that's also coming out on Black Friday, and it's from a local band. And this is something that you've put together, right?
Yep. It's the third volume in our Music from Ohio series. The first one was Play It Like You Did Back to George Street, which was a compilation of old blues from Cincinnati from the 1920s and 30s, piano and acoustic and hokum and jug band stuff. And that was a 2-LP set. And then the second one was a vinyl reissue of the Sacred Mushroom album. And then the third one, the fourth and fifth volumes will be outside of Cincinnati, but the first three are going to be Cincinnati. But the third volume will be the reissue of the Faces of Jade album by Jade, which is a pretty unknown, at least locally, psychedelic pop record, but is well known amongst psychedelic collectors all over the world. When word kind of got out that we were going to do a legitimate reissue of it on vinyl, people got pretty excited, and we've been getting emails from Sweden and France and all over the United States. But as far as locally, they were a pretty unknown band. Even when you talk to guys who were kind of into the scene then, very little was kind of known about them, and it just kind of took some sleuthing to track down a couple of the members and get their permission to do it. So when you think of psychedelic rock from Cincinnati, it usually ends up being like the Brotherhood Stavia album or the Whale Feathers records or the Sacred Mushroom record. But Jade is right there. It's a pretty unique Beatles-esque Revolver album, which is kind of what it gets hung on a lot of times. A couple of the songs have ended up on releases of dubious European origin that have been geared by bands that have been influenced by the Beatles. And so like songs like My Mary and stuff like that have kind of ended up on different psych comps. But I came across the record in the back of Moles 25 years ago, I guess, for 99 cents. And I was just always been one of these guys that if it has a Cincinnati address on it, I'll buy it if I don't own it or haven't seen it. And it's just been one of those records that was always fascinating to me, and it seems so out of place, but the quality of it still holds up really well. And, you know, when we would play it in the store, people would always ask what it was, and the reaction was always the same, like, I have never heard of these guys. I've only seen one the entire time that I've been buying records and working in record stores. If you do find one, you know, they're anywhere from $500 to $1,000 usually.
Wow.
So I've had it saved in an eBay search for the last couple of years, and I think I've seen two come up. They're very rare. Even the band didn't know how many were made when I asked Jim Allman, who was kind of the main singer in the band. He was like, I don't know. We never really heard anything from the label. And it was kind of an ill-fated venture on their part to start them. But the record still stands up, and it's amazing. And I'm excited just to get people to... I mean, it was fun to reissue the Sacred Mushroom record. It was really fun to reissue the George Street comp with all this old blues stuff that people had never heard of, because Cincinnati's not synonymous with that. So that was exciting. And then it was exciting to reissue the Sacred Mushroom record because it was a great chance to get that record into people's hands with better sounding quality and at an affordable price, because originals go for $100 on up. This is exciting again, just because you're hipping all these people to this record that's from their hometown that they've never heard of. And so that's kind of what is fun for us. And it's unique, and it's fun for the store. And there's so much great stuff from Ohio. Like, our list of things that we want to do is over 100 pieces. So, and every week I think of something new that's like, oh, yeah, man, nobody has ever done that. Or it was bootlegged in the Czech Republic 20 years ago or whatever. So we might as well do, like, a real version of it. So it's fun.
Tell us about the process of first discovering it. You mentioned you found it in another used record store, but how did you go about some of the legal things? You said you mentioned one of the players in the band, and how do you go about from, oh, I bought this really neat record for 99 cents to, okay, I'm going to press on vinyl and sell it. It's got to be a little more than just that.
Well, the first thing is, I mean, that's kind of why some of these things take so long, is you just need to figure out, does anybody own them? And if somebody does own them, who is it? How do you get in touch with them? If nobody owns it, how do you do it legitimately to try and figure out people in the band, or copyright and publishing contracts expire and things are out there floating? But with this case, there was BMI information on the back. So, you know, I went to the BMI website and started checking song titles, and nothing's there. You start with the most odd name on the cover and then go from there and just start Googling. I came to this name, Jim Allman, and I would just type in Jim Allman and didn't come up with anything. And then I would try James Allman, and I came up with a guy who lived in Warren County. And so I kind of dug a little deeper, and it ends up being James Allman, who is the county commissioner of Warren County, the county tax collector. mean, I emailed his website, and I said, I don't know if you're this guy or not, but I'm a huge fan of this record. I would love to hear the story. I think it's fascinating. Nobody knows anything about this record. And about 3 hours later, he emailed me back. He said, hey, you found me. So on this case, that's how I did it. With the Sacred Mushroom, it's very easy because Larry Goshorn is still around, so that was an easy call. And then, like, when we did the blues comp, that was a lot of searching. Some of that stuff is so old, it's just fallen into legal limbo. It involved putting money in escrow accounts and paying out on what we had to pay for copyrights that are still out there. And so that took a long time to do, just to make sure that if people are to get paid, they get paid. And that's just the getting ready to do it. And then it's the mastering, and Dave Davis at All Night Party down at QCA does a lot of our mastering work. Everything just takes time. But like I said, they're fun to do, and people really appreciate them, and it's fun to hit people to stuff that they may have never heard.
And this will be available on Black Friday at Chaked Records. And you didn't mention the one thing about the album. We're talking color. Come on.
Oh, it's on magnificent jade green vinyl.
All right, there.
Okay. For $500, which will only be available at Chaked. So.
Okay. Now, let me ask you both of you here about something I read in the Telegraph newspaper in London. A senior music industry consultant was quoted as saying, the biggest album of the year is going to be the new old Pink Floyd album. He says that there is a big market in selling back to the baby boomers the music that they have bought once before. And now the newspaper is calling this dad rock. How about that?
I agree,
but I also would say that it's the younger generation that wants it, too. They're excited about a new Pink Floyd album, too. And when a new Jimi Hendrix reissue comes out or Crosby, Stills, and Nash Live record comes out, younger people are buying those just as much as the baby boomer generation.
It's got to be a going through your head weirdness when you see someone very young walking into the store and buying vinyl that maybe is twice as old as they are.
It's true, right. It's great when parents come down with their kids and they trade off on what each other should listen to. Like, whether it's Crosby, Stills, and Nash, you should listen to this Deja Vu record. And the younger daughter or son will say, you should listen to the Band of Horses, or you should listen to Dawes.
Or in a lot of cases, the dad buys the new Pornographers record or the latest Nico Case album or whatever it is, or Churches or Waves or whatever. And then the kid goes downstairs and buys Crosby, Stills, and Nash, a Joni Mitchell record. So it's this complete role reversal of the dad has already been there, the mom has already been there, and the kid's just going there. So, but it's amazing music.
Well, let's face it, a lot of people will be there on Friday, the 28th of November. It's Black Friday at independent stores. And we've been speaking with Darren Blaze and Jim Blaze from Shaked Records. But let's mention some of the other stores, too, that'll be involved in this. There's Everybody's Records, Moles, Black Plastic Records, the CD Game Exchange. And in Northern Kentucky, there's Phil's Records, Sugar Cube Records, and Torn Light, all taking part of the Black Friday with independent record stores. Also, it's not just across the country, too. It's worldwide, you know, which is pretty cool, considering that I think we're the only country that actually has the holiday to come before Black Friday. So I think some of the countries aren't even calling it Black Friday, but it's a great way to pick up some really cool records. And most of them seem to be vinyl. We talked about a cassette, some on CD, too. But this is with independent record stores, including Shake It. And Darren, Jim, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you
so much, Rick.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.